Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Friday, August 5th, and here are your top stories. First, the SBA will redistribute the remaining $180 million to restaurants in need. The U.S. Small Business Administration clarified that the agency is working on a plan to redistribute the Restaurant Revitalization leftover funds. Second, 19 executives on the move across restaurants in July. From presidents to CEOs, the C-suite saw some shakeups last month. Third, how Starbucks is doubling down on improving employee morale. Starbucks is introducing an operations reinvention plan to address customer and employee issues, including universal tipping and an employee recognition platform. Fourth, Union Square Hospitality Group promotes Patty Hoban Simpson to Chief Administrative Officer. The former Chief People Officer has previously worked for TGI Fridays and Ruby Tuesday. And finally, Denny's expects Kiki's to boost unit growth. The family dining brand works on staffing to return to 24/7 openings. Now let's dive deeper into the history behind one of these stories. Last month, the National Restaurant Association sent a letter to the Small Business Administration, asking them to redistribute the $180 million in funds no one knew were still left from the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. This is the latest news in the saga that has become the RRF. For today's episode of First Bite, we're taking a look back at the RRF and where it stands now amid this recent news, including a new update since we last shared this with you. Here's Joanna Fantozzi with more.
So basically, the Restaurant Revitalization Fund was open for independent restaurants that were struggling during the pandemic, and you had to fill out an application and prove that, yes, you were independent food service establishment and that you had a decrease in revenues during the pandemic. And basically, they were awarding funding, not loans, like grants to specific restaurants. But unfortunately, not a lot of folks did receive funding. So the original funding was for $28.6 billion. And that was gobbled up really fast within the first day. But there were some complications that we spoke about last year. So when the $28.6 billion began to be distributed, it was supposed to first be distributed or prioritizing these prioritization groups. So the prioritization groups that the Small Business Administration wanted to prioritize included women, veterans, and people of disadvantaged groups. So that likely meant people of color. Now there were actually lawsuits filed against the SBA for discrimination, filed by white male business owners who claimed that it was discriminatory. And they did win several of these lawsuits. So the SBA had to roll back these prioritizations. And during that process, it got kind of confused. People that had previously been approved for a Restaurant Revitalization Fund grant had that either rolled back or were promised it and then they never received it. And then eventually they ran out of money.
That was part one. Now here's part two.
So obviously the restaurant industry was trying for so long to have a second round of the Restaurant Revitalization Fund to help the rest of the restaurants that applied but did not receive funding. So that would be about an additional $40 billion in addition to the $28.6 billion that was distributed. And the Restaurant Revitalization Fund refill essentially went through several iterations, several senators were on board, and from both sides of the aisle, we saw so many different versions of this bill. And then it was brought up to the Senate floor, brought up to the House, and unfortunately, it did fail. The Restaurant Revitalization Fund replenishment passed in the House, but then it failed in the Senate. And we thought that that was the last that we would hear of the RRF. It's very sad, actually, because I still get emails from restaurant owners saying, hey, whatever happened to this? I was approved for a grant and then never received it. And unfortunately, they are not the only ones. This is very common that we've heard.
And finally, the most recent part, part three.
And now it's coming up again because a report that was published in June by the U.S. Government Accountability Office, whose job is to kind of oversee distribution of funds in various branches of the government, they found that the SBA was sitting on $180 million of unobligated funds. So basically what that means is that funds that were originally supposed to go to the RRF but were undesignated and are just kind of sitting there because since the Restaurant Revitalization Fund is over, they can't really do anything with it, or they couldn't really do anything with it right now. So some of that money is $24 million set aside for litigation and $56 million were from returned awards. So I guess people that received funding, but then returned it. And so then the SBA got back to us and said that, yes, they do intend on redistributing that money, which might sound like great news, but I quickly did the math and $180 million is only 0.44% of restaurants that applied and were approved and did not receive funding. So kind of a drop in the bucket there. But I mean, it's better than nothing, I guess. Unfortunately, we don't really have any more information on how and when that $180 million will be distributed.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. Until then, stay up to date with all your news at nrn.com.